sanitizing your lunch hour. Sean Hannity live at noon. This is KXNT's Morning Source. Only here on News Radio 840 KXNT. Voices you know, news you trust.
524 here at News Radio 840 KXNT. A good morning to you. And we're talking about the interview that Obama gave back in 2001 that laments the fact that the Supreme Court is not active enough and that he wants to see redistribution of income. And Howard Dean says, you know, with a one-party rule, we're going to get exactly what we want. Calling us all the way from down under. Samuel calling from Australia. I think this is the furthest call I've ever had before. Good morning, Samuel.
Morning, Alan. How are you going?
Fine, thank you, sir. Welcome to the show. You're listening on the Internet, obviously.
Yes, it's a great relief to hear a voice of reason like you from all the way over here, because all that we're hearing about the U.S. election over here is pro-Obama, and I'm really sick of it because that man scares the hell out of me. And we had an election here last year where everything had been going well in this country. We'd had a conservative government that had pulled us out of the ditches, and we were doing well. And people who just, you know, of my generation, Generation Y, who just had never been through a recession, never been through hard times, just said, oh, this liberal bloke, Kevin Rudd, looks nice, let's go for him. And this country's gone downhill since then, because we elected him last year, and, I mean, these people have no idea what they're doing. I mean, the financial crisis over here, I don't know if you've heard much about what's happening over here, but the government decided to guarantee bank deposits, which caused a further run on investments. People sold more shares and caused more of a problem. And Obama just strikes me as being so similar to our Kevin Rudd and some of our other leaders who are just running this country into the ground, that I really hope that you guys elect John McCain, because I tell you what, whoever is the president of the U.S. really is the biggest, most powerful person in the world, and the idea of having someone like Obama and his radical, bizarre views in that position just really scares me.
So your current head of your country is very liberal, and you're very concerned about the direction you're going in. How do the how are the courts appointed? How are the judges appointed in Australia? Are they elected or appointed by the Prime Minister?
The way our system works, much like the UK, is that the judges are appointed by the government. It seems to work fairly well here because they're all distinguished lawyers. They've all worked in the law for a long time. They don't really pander to a particular politician's views. They may be mates of the politician to some extent, but it's a fairly balanced system. It doesn't sound anything like what Obama wants to do. It sounds like Obama just wants to make the power of the courts almost be the be-all and end-all and make them socialist lunatics.
We had a president once that tried that. His name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he didn't get what he wanted out of the Supreme Court, so he tried to pack the court, tried to add three additional members that he would appoint, and then he would control the court. And, of course, that was ruled unconstitutional and voted down, and it was never implemented. But the idea that he wanted to do it in and of itself was scary. Let me ask you one other thing. Here you are calling all the way from Australia, hoping that this country elects McCain, and you're concerned about Obama. How do a lot of your mates feel in your country? They're getting the same information you're getting generally, may or may not be online like you are, but how do they feel about the idea that he might become president of the United States? Do they like that idea, or does that scare them as well?
Well, my personal friends, a lot of them are John McCain supporters, but this country going as far to the left as it seems to be, it does seem to be supporting Obama to some extent. The polls in this country, not that we've had as many as you have, but the polls over here seem to be supporting Obama as well, but that doesn't surprise me. I mean, I'm in Canberra, which is the capital city. We had our own little territory state election about a week ago, and we went from one left-wing government to an even more left-wing government. Mm. So I think I should just move town to somewhere where they've got a sensible conservative government, because this place is scaring me.
Real, and Australia used to be so conservative over many years. Of course, we did too. Listen, I appreciate you taking time to call me all the way from across the water here. Thank you very much, and to keep listening, and you're welcome to call any time at all. I want you to know that.
Thank you very much, Alan. Have a great day.
Thank you, and good luck to you folks down there, too.
Thank you.
All right, Samuel calling from Australia. Call I've ever had from the furthest place. Al, you're on KXND. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good to hear from the Aussie. That's an interesting perspective.
Yes, yes.